Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You know, we don't want to think we're carrying some flag for, non-big schools, so to speak. We just want to be us. And our guys have done an unbelievable job all year at kind of handling all the different distractions and different things that, we've kind of gone through, with us people trying to tell you how you need to play and what you need to do to have any chance. But I think more than anything, our guys are just incredibly excited to be challenged against obviously the number one team in the country and Coach Saban and the Crimson Tide, who obviously they know everything about. And so for us in the program, it's an incredible opportunity and a great measuring stick in all that we've been doing.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday here. As we recap, react, spin forward the NFL after week 13, we'll get to our full preview of Monday Night Football coming up in just a few minutes with the Bills and the Patriots tonight in a big AFC East battle. But we did get college football championship weekend. One of my favorite plays of the weekend was Michigan, and they smashed Iowa. So no doubt on that one. But Baylor changes things in the Big 12. That game was wacky with the coaching and the moments in that game. But the big story, of course, from Saturday was Alabama. Everyone was looking at it like, man, Alabama's getting 6.5 points. A lot of us, though, including myself, I wasn't brave enough to do it. Georgia's defense was amazing all year. You know what's scoring Georgia's defense. And then Alabama did with Bryce Young, who probably sewed up the Heisman. So it threw everything into a tizzy. It changes the college football playoff. And here we go, guys. After the fallout yesterday and on Saturday, we get our two games. It is Cincinnati is the number 4 seed. They'll be against number 1, Alabama. And Cincinnati is getting 14 points in that game. And it is Michigan in the 2 spot against Georgia in the 3. Yet Georgia, of course, is a 9-point favorite. Before we get into these and our first thoughts, you know what got screwed in all this? Michigan got screwed in all
this. Why?
Because if things had gone to chalk, Georgia won, Michigan 2, Cincinnati 3, and maybe a Notre Dame or an Oklahoma State 4. Michigan goes from having to play Cincinnati in the 2-3 to having to play an SEC team.
I think you're taking a leap by assuming the committee would put Cincinnati 3.
Because they were 3.
Okay.
But who?
I could see him dropping. I could see him dropping.
So let's say Georgia.
You
want to
be in
Alabama.
You play the best team in the country. I could absolutely see the committee still doing that. Like, a win against Houston doesn't impress us that much.
Look, but if everything else played out the same way, how would it have gone? Georgia won, right? If Georgia beat Alabama, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Georgia
right,
won. Right. Michigan 2.
Oh, you're saying Alabama's out.
Alabama's out. Or the 4.
Well, we debated that last week. I wasn't sure of that.
But would Alabama be 2 loss over Cincinnati, 3-4 spot?
I didn't trust anything the committee was going to do.
Right.
But they didn't really have a choice. After the results on Saturday, it was clear what we were going to see on Sunday morning, right before the NFL started. You know what was lost in all of this? Because it happened early? Oklahoma State was 6 inches from being in the playoff.
I know.
It was an unbelievable finish. I thought when he made the dive toward the pylon that he was going to get in, and Oklahoma State was going to complete the comeback there. But yeah, it was fairly obvious what we were getting here in these matchups. And I guess the committee pleases most people by letting Cincinnati in, and then they also get what they want. Like, okay, you're going to face the best team in the country, and we found out after the SEC championship that the best team in the country was not the one we were talking about all season. It was not the one that hadn't been tested much of the year. Maybe they don't have an all-time defense. Amazing performance by Bryce Young. You said probably it's over. The Heisman was over, and Aiden Hutchinson didn't even have an opportunity to impress in prime time, because that's what Bryce Young did. And when you look at his numbers at the end of the season, remarkable that it was even a conversation. Every other sports book I saw took it off the board, but FanDuel still has it up. He's minus 6,000. That means if you bet $100, you would win $1.67. The Heisman race is 100% over. Great performance by Bryce Young. He's the best quarterback in the country, and Alabama has the best head coach in the country. Alabama, a 2-touchdown favorite over Cincinnati. And guys, I don't think that's enough.
I don't think it is either. I mean, the biggest winner of this, of course, Aaron, is Alabama. They win on Saturday. They don't only get in the playoff. They get the number one seed, and they get Cincinnati, who they're 2-touchdown favorites over. Like, a week ago, we weren't sure if Alabama was going to the playoff. Now you could almost put them in the title game right now. They're 2-touchdown favorites.
I know. It's like Saban wins again. It's crazy what they were able to do, but they've got a great head coach, and now they're in an awesome position. The one thing that annoyed me is that game, which is the game that we're getting on. It's on December 31st. Like, that we have to watch a game on New Year's Eve, right?
This happened a few years ago, right? Is it always December 31st?
Michigan will face Georgia in the Capital One Orange Bowl on December 31st. I don't know.
They're both on the 31st, I believe. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, because you have the New Year's Six Bowls.
Alabama will face Cincinnati, right. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
What do you mean? When did you want it?
I don't know. Is it normally on New Year's Eve? Maybe I'm just tripping. I think it has been.
I think for a few years now.
Because a few years ago, you changed to the New Year's Six, so you have the other ones. And so they want the semifinals the day before that, and then you come back later on. What do you think about Michigan? I think that's the one that stands out. And I think most people, if you're going to jump in on a futures bet right now, people are looking at them at it was 9-1, 8-1 at some spots, down to plus 750 over at FanDuel. I'd have to do the math, but instead of taking a Michigan future, what you might want to do is just bet on them to win the semifinal money line, and then they'll be big dogs if they make it to the championship game too, assuming it's Georgia.
Yeah, I do like them with the number in the semifinal game. I mean, Michigan's playing great football right now, and I think their deep that will be a lower scoring game, right? Neither team will probably have a big offensive output, and that's a rock fight, the Michigan Georgia game. But I think Michigan's defense
43.
There it is. I think they could stand with them. I think they could play with them defensively, and if that's probably going to be a game. It's going to look like an SEC game, like those old Alabama LSU games where it's like, all right, who's getting to 24 points? Who's getting to 23 points?
Yeah.
I wish I thought Cincinnati had a chance. I don't.
I know. Because it's Bama, or would you say that about anyone? What if it was Michigan? Would they have a chance?
Maybe more of one, because I don't think Michigan would have run away from them the same way. I know Michigan just did it to Iowa.
And Ohio State.
Yeah. Iowa stinks, by the way. I mean, and the level of these teams, right? They can't score and they can't compete. 14, the total in that game is 58, the Cincinnati-Alabama game.
Alabama's the side there for me, and it's probably going to go north of 14. One thing that did stand out with this, since we didn't have much controversy with the announcement with the Final Four, is I think this is a case for Notre Dame to join a conference. Now, I'm not sure that it would have changed things if they had a game on Saturday, since they did lose to Cincinnati. But if they were in a conference, they would not have Cincinnati on the schedule. So maybe it would have changed things in general if they were part of the ACC and they go undefeated there. And then I think they do make it. And then guess what? Cincinnati's on the outside looking in. Quickly want to mention, it was an odd season. Because of the super seniors, you had some guys playing 5-6 years, literally. By the way, did you see Adrian Martinez transfer portal for the 20th year?
Where's he going? To the pros, hopefully. He's been in college forever. Get out.
Okay, so you had some mega numbers hit in the conference, and I wish I would have thought more about this. But, you know, before the season starts, nobody thinks that any team but Clemson is going to win the ACC. But some of the big numbers that hit earlier, I mentioned Northern Illinois, no wins last year, 250-1 to win the MAC. Big 12, Oklahoma, the big favorite going in. Understandable. Baylor, 50-1. You could have got Baylor before the season started. ACC, Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett gets it done, 66-1. To win the ACC.
Wow.
Michigan was 25-1 to win the Big Ten. Mountain West, Utah State, 100-1. So we had some big underdogs, some big numbers that ended up getting home in the end. And there were also some make the playoff larger numbers that were available.
Well, I believe Michigan's the first team unranked before a season to make the college football playoff. So their number had to be pretty significant if they were unranked to make it to the Final Four.
Well, Michigan to win the title, we're saying a lot of places have them 7-8-1 now. They were 100-1 preseason, and Cincinnati was 80-1.
I mean, every week when we would talk some college football, they were in the 30, 40, 50 range, and they were in the top 10 at that point. Like, they weren't believed. No one believed they would beat Ohio State. I mean, that was no books actually believed they would do it until they did it. It changed everything. It should be fun. We're set up for likely an SEC battle in the national title game between Georgia and Alabama. Those are the big favorites as we head towards the college football playoff. Coming up next, Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Patriots. Weather's going to be part of this. Mac Jones, Josh Allen, I can't wait. We'll break it down next on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
The NFL is heading into the home stretch, and they are giving us a big Week 13 divisional matchup between rivals Patriots and Bills. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm going to take the Buffalo side of this game. I think they'll give Mac Jones some problems here. Maybe the next matchup, New England wins, but in this one, I like Buffalo in a lower scoring game, and I will go an anytime touchdown score with the Buffalo defense. Throw that into your same game probably. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up promo code BETQL before this Monday night matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code BETQL so they know I sent you.
21 and over. Present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.